Dave Moore on Today FM.
It's Dave Moore, the podcast, and I'm starting things off with a very masculine male thing and apologise to the females in the room. Carl, I shaved with my shaver.
Yeah.
And one it hair. Hurts. No, no, it's fine. No, it's just like, that's all they ever do, right?
Oh, your face.
Yeah, my face. I'm not one of these young men. This podcast is not brought to you by Manscaped. Let me just say that. However,
I don't trust those ads.
Our sponsorship deal with Gillette has gone out the window now, Dave. Thanks.
They say things like, with reduced number of nicks. No nicks. How about that?
Yeah.
How about no nicks ever?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Really want to have this conversation?
Yeah, no, I don't. Don't talk about shaving intimate areas when the ladies are involved. Okay. So I shave my face and I've left by accident one hair at the top of where your beard meets your cheek that has no hair.
I can see it.
Oh, I can
see it. All I can see all the time. I look down to look at my notes.
Look, can you see it there?
Yeah.
And I look down, you know, because I look down 1,000 times a day at a piece of paper.
I can't stop looking at it.
And now everyone can see it.
Yep.
It is
freaking me out. How did you manage that?
I don't know. I just missed it.
Try and pull it out, though.
No, because that's what I was tempted to do.
Did you tweeze it out?
I don't think so.
I tweeze it. I couldn't go home with that.
Are you shaving foam kind of guy?
No, I just go.
This is actually, can I tell the story? Because we didn't tell it on air.
Go on.
Of what happened when we came in the other morning. And Dave was sitting at his studio desk with his shorts on and his legs. I went, oh, Jesus, Dave, what happened to your leg? Because it looked like he had a massive bruise in his calf.
Oh, yeah.
No, he went, oh, that's paint. Tracy was painting the kitchen or wherever yesterday.
Press, yeah. I got in. I put up a roof because it was.
And then laughed and went, "This is proof that I definitely don't wash my legs."
I had a shower.
Massive splodge of paint on his legs. How you could have missed it?
Do you know what? There was another bit on the other side that you didn't even see that I only saw later on that evening.
And then, like an hour later, that was when the phone incident happened when Dave took his phone.
I took my
phone
and called him. What's at the back of your phone? And sticking onto the lens. In fact, I haven't even cleaned it since. Was a bit of a sticky sweet that was obviously in my pocket that got washed and then stuck itself to my phone when I put my phone into my thing.
You're a grown man, Dave.
I'm a grotty grown man, it would appear.
Yeah, you're all over the place.
I'm fine.
You okay?
I'm absolutely fine.
It was a big weekend.
Letting myself go. I've got hairs growing out of my face.
Well, we know.
I got dirt on my legs and stuff sticking to my phone lenses. I'll tell you what, though. We had some fun because Philly had a question he wanted the answer to.
Hey, Dave, are Whisper Golds not a thing anymore? I just went into the shop to get one. And your man said, oh, gobby with the days. So I said I'd ask you, seeing as you have a great relationship with Cadbury's.
Philly absolutely overstating my relationship with Cadbury. However.
And also, like, just God be with the days. Like, how many times is your man getting asked about Whisper Goals? But that was his immediate answer. God be with the days of the Whisper Goals.
He's obviously focused on it. Well, here's the thing. We explored whether or not you could get Whisper Goals. And also something that I was looking for, something very important. And our listeners, as usual, came to the rescue. For some reason, Ireland has done away with the best chewing gum there is, which is Cherry Airwaves. Red packet of Airwaves. Now, there are purple, which I think are blackcurrant. It tastes a little bit like medicine or like some kind of a lozenge or something. There's the black one, which is like super minty, and then there's the original blue.
Yeah.
Right? I'm fine with all the way. I like Airwaves. I like the fact that
they're the ones that kind of make your sinuses.
Yeah, they're very mentally, and they go, woo! And you go, yeah, I like that about them. However, Cherry Airwaves were the perfect combination of a little bit of sweet and a lot of that minty menthol. And then they just disappeared. And then I was in London at the FA Cup final, not the one we won, the one we lost. Mm-hmm. And I found them in one of those, like, you know, by Paddington Bear and the Tower of London kind of toy,
like a gift
souvenir shop. Yeah. near a underground station. So I bought like 5 packs.
Obviously.
Then I did a foolish thing, which anyone with kids will know. If you don't tell your kids, and sometimes even if you do tell your kids, that something is special to you and they see it, they'll just consume it, use it, eat it, break it, whatever it is. So I left the 5 of them beside my bed, like on my bedside table. And then kind of forgot about them because I was using them as a treat. Like, I only had 5 packs.
Yeah, you have to use sparingly.
Exactly. So it was going to be dotted through the year until I got back to England sometime or wherever else I could find them. And then one day I went to reach for one and there was like one left in one packet.
Oh, no.
And I was like, who ate my airwaves? And they were all like, we did. We didn't know there were anything. So I was like, God. So anyway, then I came across a revelation, which was a news agent somewhere in Dublin 8. And I don't know where it was, because I was using Google Maps to get somewhere. And I saw one, and I don't even know what brand it was. Landa Centra Spar, I don't know. But I pulled in and got like a lunch, a sandwich, whatever. And then on, it was the kind of place where they probably didn't use the same wholesalers as the normal ones.
Yeah, sometimes they have like Nordi Tato.
Yeah,
they
had loads of different things.
And stuff, yeah.
And they had packets of Red Air. So again, I bought 5. Now my kids now know.
Also, why only 5? Would you not just go all in and get like 10?
Yeah, I don't. I just assumed I'd be back.
Yes.
But I don't even know where that news agent was in Dublin 8. I don't even know what it was. I just came across it on Google Maps on the way to somewhere. So now I don't know. Does anyone know where you can get Cherry Airwaves? Why are they not available in Ireland? Is it Wrigley's? I don't know who makes them. But why have they got every other flavour and not my favourite ones? And some people seem to have them. Yeah, Genevieve, hi, hiya.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you? Have you seen Whisper Golds?
I have, yeah. I actually bought a multi-pack in Dunn Stores there about a month ago.
I'm a divil.
If you put them in the fridge, they're absolutely amazing.
Oh, snappy kind of.
Yeah, absolutely. Interesting. Yeah.
I'm a divil for a multi-pack now, I have to say. The boot of my car is chock full of them because they're great value altogether. And come here, what about Cherry Airwaves? I was saying I'm a fan, but I can't find them anywhere.
Don't know where you can find them. I can't help you with that, but I was absolutely obsessed with them when I was younger.
They're so
and then
nice.
I just had to accept that I've made the move across to Blackcurrant Airways now.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, there's like, you can't find cherry ones anywhere, so I had to accept it.
See, the one I was saying about the Blackcurrant ones, they just kind of feel a bit, I don't know, a bit like I'm sick or something when I eat them, like as in they're a medicine.
They're nearly like a lozenger.
Yeah. So I'm glad you feel 100%. The same way. Well, look, I've got some news, right? Check this out. Okay, so Brona says, Dave, I work in a shop. We don't stock them, unfortunately. But I did have a look at the suppliers. O'Reilly's is a Northern Irish company, and they stock them. So they seem to be an English import. None of the Irish suppliers have them. I'm a shopkeeper in Offaly. I'm hiding my identity in case my boss hears. Well, thank you for that, and I won't read out your name again. But listen to this message that came in as well, Genevieve.
Hi, Dave. This is Selena and Irvine.
Hello.
We found these Cherry Airwaves in Colville in South Armagh.
Right.
Armagh for Sam. Woo!
So, Armagh for Sam. Maybe, Genevieve, all we need to do is go over the border. And maybe they've got all the Cherry Airwaves we need.
We'll do a little road trip.
Okay, sounds like a deal. Nice one. Thanks a million. See you, Genevieve.
Bye.
Bye. And you know what's actually most scandalous is a picture that Chris in Galway has sent me. And he's got Cherry Airwaves, a brand new packet, sitting on his knee in his work pants. And he says, Dave, just bought them in Monaghan Centre on the Tuam Road in Galway. Full box of them in the chewing gum section. Chris, get back in there. Buy the full box. Stick it in the post and I'll send you a Dave Moore mug in exchange. So I've actually been looking online. Somebody sent me an Amazon link. Amazon Germany have 30 packs of Cherry Airwaves.
You get sick of them.
Well, I'm not going to eat them at one time. I'm not like my children.
They'll be around for years in the house.
No, they won't.
30 pack.
Yeah, but I'm like a 30 pack.
How many is in a pack? Like
I've never
70?
Seen you. Hold on. I've never seen
I've never
you
seen
chew
chewing gum. Yeah.
No, I don't. I only chew them in car.
Have you ever seen him eat chew chewing gum?
Sorry. Oh, chewing gum. Alison is in the room, is appalled by Cahill's countryness.
Oh,
that he cultured
wrong.
Up the word chewing gum into chewing gum.
Chewing gum.
Chewing gum.
Have you ever seen you chew chewing gum?
Yeah, well, you've never seen me chew chewing gum in here.
Say,
hang around with you.
Say the number after 29 chewing gums.
You're going to buy a 30 pack of chewing gum.
Nice. Chewing gum. I mean, look, Carl, say truth to your roots. Do you know what I mean? You are a casual man and you would say 30 chewing gums. And that's fine.
Would you?
Do you say crisps or crisps?
Oh, no, I say crisps.
I don't.
Do you hear yourself?
I say potatoes, actually. I don't even say crisps.
Oh, I really so if annoys I, you if you refer getting, to all crisps as
yeah,
potatoes.
Like if it's a bag of hunkadoris, I'm eating a bag of potatoes.
Do you know? And he hates
that branding thing.
I don't care about vacuums or hoovers.
Oh, I do.
For some reason, it really irks me when people go, I'll just have a pack of potatoes. No. They're crisps. Tato's a brand.
But you know when you go, you know if you're in a pub and you just want some Tato's like, and
yeah,
you say,
can I get a pack of man, crisps?
Yeah, have you got any Tato's? And they say, yeah, like we don't have Tato's, but we have O'Donnell's. Yeah, no, whatever kind of Tato's you have, I'll have them.
No. Do you have a packet of crisps?
He's already corrected
but he's after,
you.
No, he's after, no, he knows what
no,
I'm
he
about.
Said, no. No, we don't have Tato. We have something else.
Yeah, we have another brand.
Like, he knows what you mean. It's like, yeah. I was at my friend's house
the
other day.
Yeah, he knows what I mean.
I was at my friend's house the other day, and his son was making a protein shake because teenagers, gyms, whatever.
Get swole.
And he said, Dad, where's the NutriBullet? And then he said, in the drawer. And then he pulled out an off-brand blender. And I looked at him across, and I was like, what did he say? And you answered him? It's not a NutriBullet. It's a
Ninja.
Casio something. It wasn't even a Ninja. I don't know what it was. The point is, it wasn't a branded NutriBullet. You can't call it a NutriBullet.
The worst one with you is the whole Jeep thing.
Oh,
no,
Jeep.
Call it an SUV.
Right.
Oh, we're not rehashing this.
I'm going to take in the keys because I need to drive one of the Today FM Jeeps. They're not Jeeps. They're SUVs.
Yeah, they're not a Jeep. A Jeep is a Jeep.
What Thank you, Alison.
Oh, do you remember the yellow Jeep?
Lads.
Like everyone in the building used to call it a yellow Jeep.
You did.
No, I wasn't the only
did
one.
Did you chew chungum? Turtle chungums in the Jeep.
Lads.
I hate when people leave their leftover chungums in the Jeep.
And Hoover is not, like, if you picked up a Dyson, would you say, I'm doing the Hoover?
Yes.
Yeah. No. The Hoover the house.
Alison, this is the problem. We've had this so many times.
We've had this so many times. So many times.
Between like him, I'm right.
Yeah,
we're right.
Anyway, sorry. Lots of other things happen in the show other than arguments, including Music Master. Sometimes it goes well for some people, and sometimes it doesn't. Poor Dave.
Round one.
So three categories to choose from for you, Dave. You can have one in, one out, live at the Rock, or grab your granny. What would you like?
We've got one in, one out.
Okay? One in, one out. These are bands who've had lineup changes. Going to ask as many questions as we can in 60 seconds, and your time starts now. Here I Go Again is a song from a band who've had over 40 members. What's the name of the band?
Pass.
Whitesnake. Singer Louise left which girl group?
Tommy Kitten.
No, it was Eternal. There is a house in New Orleans is a lyric from which song?
Pass.
House of the Rising Sun. Stay Another Day was the number one single for which band?
Take That?
No, it was E17. Johnny Rotten was a member of the Sex Pistols, but what competition did he enter last year?
Right.
It was Eurovision, actually. Eddie Vedder has seen members come and go as lead singer of which band?
Pass.
Pearl Jam. Which often changing band sang the line, "Loving you isn't the right thing to do"?
What's it?
Fleetwood Mac. Name the Hootenanny host who left Squeeze.
Oh, Pat.
Jules Holland. Which numerical band changed their name when Paul Cattermole left? It was S Club 7. Right, that didn't go very well for you there, Dave, unfortunately. So let's see if we can improve things in the bonus round.
Bonus round.
So in the bonus round, I'm going to give you little clips of songs. These ones are 8-bit, which means they sound like they're in computer games, but they're all bands that have gone through lineup changes. And what you got to do is give me the artist and title of each one, all right?
Okay.
Okay, here's your first one. What's that?
No.
Blur, song 2 that was. Okay, try this one. Artist title, what do you think?
You Belong to Me. No,
it's One Direction and History, actually, is what that one's called. Okay, try this one. What do you think?
No,
it's one of my favorites of all time, Metallica, and Enter Sandman it was. Dave, they definitely didn't work out for you today. They just didn't suit you. I've got a score of 0 on the card there. Look, you just, if somebody gets even one right, your competitor, they'll be going through to the final. I'll be giving you a Dave Moore mug, all right?
Okay.
Nice one, Dave.
Music Master on Today FM.
Okay, Dave, how'd it go from me? Unfortunately, didn't manage to get a single point on the board, so he's got a 0. Mick Kelly's in Dublin. How are you, Mick?
How's it going, Dave?
Good, good. Bit of a free hit for you here now with this one.
Well, still, I'm really joy.
That's what happens, all right, when you're on the radio. It's very different than when you're sitting in the car or listening at home or whatever. How do you usually fare, Mick?
Well, I was just thinking of the please don't be 8-bit. Please don't be 8-bit. I think they're the hardest bonus round.
Lo and behold, it is the 8-bit. Yeah, okay. Well, let's see how you do before we get there. Do your round one first.
Round one.
Okay, so two to choose from. You can have Live at the Rock or Grab Your Granny. What would you like?
Can you just pick one for me, Dave?
No. I can't be seen to make a choice for you. Go on, which one? Live or Grab?
Grab Your Granny.
Grab Your Granny, okay. Wedding dance floor fillers is what we're asking you about here. 60 seconds on the clock. Here we go. What comes next? You can dance, you can jive.
Pass.
Having the time of your life. Peace Up, A-Town opens which dance floor classic?
Yeah,
by Usher, yeah. Los Del Rio would have us all doing what dance?
Say it again, Dave.
Los Del Rio would have us all doing what dance?
Pass.
Macarena. Sexy and I Know It was a hit for which anagram band? No? LMFAO. What do the Jackson 5 want to blame it on?
The boogie.
Yes. Shaka Khan and Whitney Houston have both released versions of which song?
Pass.
I'm Every Woman. Kenny Loggins told us to kick off the Sunday shoes in which song?
Footloose,
yeah. Name the first song which Loreen won. No, there's the drums. 1, 2, 3 already for you there. That's a good start, Mick. And then we're going to go into your favourite, into the 8-bit bonus round. Here we go.
Bonus round.
Okay, so clear the wax out of the ears here, Mick. You're going to do well now in this bonus round, even though you think you won't. This is 8-bit. They all sound like computer games. I need artist and title of each one. They're all wedding dance floor fillers, okay?
Okay.
All right, here's your first one.
Is this Cindy Lauper?
Yeah, you go. You're after getting one. You see? You can do the 8-bit. Okay, try this one. Did you say what? Say?
Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
There you go. That's 2 out of 2. Now this bottom's around the suit. And if you get all three, no mother of God, you won't know yourself. Have a listen.
What's that? Oh, I take too long to think about it. You have to give it to me.
Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. But listen,
if I get that one wrong.
3 plus 2 gives you a score of 5, which is going to get you through to the final. Dave, are you still there?
Yeah.
Go man yourself, Dave. I'm going to send you out a Dave Moore mug, all right?
No problem.
Fair play. Dave. Thanks a million for playing. Drive safely now on the way to Gorey and all that.
Thanks very much.
Go man. See you later. Bye bye. Dave Gavigan's going off. Mick, you're going through to the final.
Right.
Mick's regretting everything he did today.
Final round.
Okay, Mick, here we are in the final round of Music Master. I'll give you 3 clues to the identity of an artist. You get the year they were born, the place they're from, and a lyric from one of their songs. And then you'll have 10 seconds to tell me who it is, okay?
Okay.
The year is 1983. The place is Kent in Washington in the USA. And the lyric is... Passing up on those moccasins someone else been walking in.
The Pogues or something.
The Pogues, no. The time is up. I'll tell you who it is now. Listen to this.
Passing up on those moccasins someone else has been walking in.
It is Macklemore from Thrift Shop. That was. Yeah, Macklemore. Mick. I can't give you all the prizes, but I will give you a pair of Dave Moore Bluetooth headphones, and you can listen to a load of Macklemore on that, all right? All right, Mick, have a good day. Thanks for playing.
Nice one.
See ya. Bye-bye. Fair play to Mick. He couldn't quite do it, but listen, even bigger fair play to Dave for sticking around. Just, he stayed on the phone to see in case Mick got a 0.
He could have
gone to a tiebreaker.
You were expecting him to be gone.
And often what happens is when someone's really, really, on the days that we have someone who nails it, and gets like, you know, a 27 or 28 or 30 sometimes. The next contestant who comes on often rises to the challenge and we'll get, like, we've had days where it went like 28 and we're like, oh, or whatever. I know there's multiples of three, can't be 28.
But yeah.
You know, 27 or whatever. And then the next person comes on and nails and gets like 30. But then there's days when you get someone who doesn't maybe perform quite as well as a Dave.
It's a little
bit
like,
very easily had the second caller be a one or a twoer.
It's a little bit like Man United, okay? Man United have been playing down to the level of their lesser rivals for a couple of seasons. Yeah, cool. You know, on paper you go, we should smash Crystal Palace, lose 4-0. Like, it is, you know, on paper.
So it's a long game, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's
psychological.
Dave and Mick were doing, yeah.
So Music Master, you can never get 28 on Music Master.
No.
No, it can only be, multiples
of three because I triple the score.
You can get 30.
So think about it. If you get 8 in the first round and I triple it, you get 24. If you get...
Who's liking Alison's input on this? Because she's annoying me, I can tell you. 28, yeah.
Yeah, so if you get 8, you're going to get 24. If you get 9, you're going to get 27. If you get 10, you're going to get 30. It has to be multiples of 3.
Yeah, never cop
that.
Now,
if you were super fast and you rattle through 28 questions in 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Or 26.
And if we can all stop encouraging people to try and do that,
that's
that'd be
true,
much appreciated.
Because Ebert creates all those questions for that, so yeah, we won't be doing that.
Let's not have a speed thing.
No speed rounds. It gets through too many questions. All the questions need to be really long, badly worded, Emer, where I have to like stutter, go back to the start.
Oh,
I only asked two questions. You know, sorry, Carl or whoever is playing. Listen, the other thing we do all the time on the show is we talk to celebrities, and I love them. And Garrod Farrelly is one of the funniest people to sit down in a chair opposite you to have a chat, particularly when he gets talking about bath bombs.
So I woke up on Saturday morning. I was like, you know what I want? A bath. And I want a bath bomb. Yeah. So I called a taxi.
It's already starting to get grandiose.
Because I had a look in the map to see where there was a shop that might sell me a bath bomb.
Might
it was
rhyme
half
with
an
push.
Hour away. So I was like, okay. So I went and I got a taxi to buy a bath bomb. I picked the worst bath bomb that the place had.
Well, can you remember the name of it or the style of it or the smell of it or anything?
It was one of those. It was the creamy one.
Okay,
anyway.
Right.
Yeah. And I should have got a bubble bath.
A bubble bar.
A bubble bar. Now,
what's
here's
that?
The difference. I did a lot of research after this. Furious research. Right. A bubble bar you put in when the bath is running. But a bath bomb you put in when the bath is ready. Ready to get in.
I didn't know that.
Now, I threw the bath bomb in.
Early doors.
And I it was like somebody had poured talc into the bath. Now, wouldn't mind, we were half an hour from the shop. Like, that bath bomb cost me, I'd say it cost me €70.
Absolutely.
Like,
we'd have been taxing over and back.
I was disgusted. Furious.
Talc. Okay.
Yeah, so Sarah actually went on, she bought me bath bombs.
Oh, that's nice.
She did, yeah. They're like sharks. Like Jaws ones that when you put them into the water, they go red.
Oh, like blood.
Yeah, they look like sharks, but then they are red.
Have you tried those ones? Are they nice?
Yeah, they're lovely.
Okay. Nice. So ignore the one that you got, the creamy.
I was very upset.
Snakes are an issue.
Snakes are a massive issue.
Thankfully, Edinburgh, you're guaranteed to be a snake-free zone.
They come in and review the show.
Hey!
We went for a walk, actually. One of my other halves. My other half.
Careful now.
We went for a walk when we were in Spain a couple of years ago. And he said, oh, let's go up this way. And I was like, oh, no, just stay on the flat. He's like, no, we'll go up this way. And then he just kept clapping.
On the way up.
What's going on? And he's like, I saw something that you wouldn't like.
So he had seen a snake?
I nearly lost my reason. I have a massive phobia of snakes.
I was going to say, are snakes the only thing? What about, like, you know, spiders or...
No, I'm kind of okay with all that other stuff. Yeah, and lizards and all
right.
No, I'm actually fine.
Just snakes.
But for some reason,
have you ever encountered any?
I did. When I was filming Martin Bean's series, we went to
the travel show
Nairobi.
With Martin. Yes.
And we were staying in a hut and... I took my trousers off, went into the bathroom, the makeshift bathroom, to brush my teeth, and I looked and I just saw this little grey thing kind of coming out from under the mat, and I was like, oh, is that a lizard, because there was a few of them around, and then I realised that it went out and under the door.
Oh god.
And I thought, no. So I ran out of the, like, an absolute child
with no pants
to the producer's room. I went, why is there a snake in my room? And I had to sleep on the bed in her room, fully clothed, with my boots on and the mosquito net over me. And I sat up for the, like, while she slept for the full 8 hours, which having somebody sit up straight in the bed.
You're trying to sleep.
It must be the most unnerving thing in the world.
Worse than a snake. I'm sure
she would have happily slept in my room.
Oh, that's great. Before I let you go, two other things.
Go on.
You've got two podcasts.
I do.
So you've Agony Rants and you've Fascinated. I thought Fascinated was done, but you came back.
I did come back, yes.
Why not?
I'll tell you why I came back. Because the people behind Shampoo, the band Shampoo, yes. We're in trouble. They contacted me because they were doing a box set of all of their stuff. And I'd done a thing about Shampoo on Instagram about a year ago.
Okay.
And they asked if I'd interview them for the inlay.
Okay, for the actual box set. Right.
So I went to London and I made a Fascinated episode. I have some Fascinateds recorded, but it takes so long to do those episodes.
No, absolutely it does.
But, oh my God, I'm obsessed with Shampoo.
Really?
It's just reignited it.
Amazing.
I was obsessed with it back in the day, but they're amazing.
And that's what Fascinated is, by the way. Fascinated is going back into Grodd's musical childhood, I guess, and interviewing the people that were huge back then.
Yeah, and finding out what happened. Because they all have such great stories. Like, Shampoo's story is brilliant because what they did was they were a bit belligerent back in the day. They insisted no remixes on the CD singles. They wanted to write all of the songs. And then when they became massive in Japan, the record label over there was like, we want more. And they just released loads of albums over there.
Right, yeah.
So they made a fortune. Like,
amazing.
They were on, like, the rich list when they were 23.
No way.
Like, isn't that unbelievable?
That is unbelievable, yeah.
And they've just lived a very happy life ever since.
That's fascinating. Agony Rants is just so good. Explain that one to people.
Agony Rants is myself and Eurovision winner Niamh Kavanagh.
I know, straight, a match made
straight
in heaven.
Straight away, that's an odd combo.
Yeah.
But we've been pals since she was a Eurovision winner and I was a little gay 14-year-old.
Yeah.
And we solve people's problems.
Yeah, it's so funny. I love that show.
What I will say is the amount of people having affairs in this country and wanting the two of us to sort out their situation.
That's definitely not what you're supposed to be doing. But yeah, absolutely brilliant. I've asked you all of my questions, my quick fire round questions. I know you're a leg washer. I'm not a leg washer.
I'm a leg washer.
We've been through that.
Everything gets washed.
Well, one I don't think I asked you at the time because it wasn't on the thing is, what are you currently obsessed with?
What am I obsessed with?
Yeah, right now.
What I'm obsessed with at the moment is Temu.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The amount of crap that is tumbling in my door on a daily basis is absolutely, like, I'm ordering like stoppers for the sink.
Do you need them?
No.
No, that's the thing.
I don't need anything. I've ordered all these like stupid little cases for, you know, like hard disks and stuff, and nothing fits. And you can't send anything back.
No.
So basically the Oxfam and Rings End is where all my crap is going. Like just daily bags.
Oh, I do love Garode. Go and see his live show. You'll be very, very happy. He will make you smile, make you laugh, and make you have a great night out. That's what it's all about. I'm going home to shave my face.
Wash your legs.
No, I'm not washing my legs. I will shave one hair on my face and then I'll be back into work tomorrow. No, I'm not tweezing it. It's going to be too sore. Oh.
No, I'll leave it save it for another time, actually.
Best ending to a podcast ever.
What a cliffhanger. Dave Moore on Today FM.